Finally, getting an understanding. Proverbs chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. The NIV version reads, "Then you will understand what is right and just and fair, every good path. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will protect you, and understanding will guard you." The explanation? In verses 9 through 11, Solomon expanded upon his thoughts in verses 6 through 8. Solomon used this technique of expansion throughout chapters 1 through 9. In our search for wisdom, believers gain much more. We gain discernment and understanding of what is right and just and fair. It is understood that this understanding refers to only one right way of doing things. Solomon made this point clear with the use of the singular path in verse 9. In this passage, path, translated from the original Hebrew, literally meant the track of a wagon wheel. Once we are on the right path, we learn through God's guidance to stay on the same path as a wagon wheel in the groove of a road. The more we travel this road, the more at ease we become until God's wisdom becomes pleasant to our souls. Truthfully, wisdom, righteousness, and justice are all interconnected. That is a lesson for us today as we painfully experience America's ultra-partisanship dilemma. It is not just enough to hear words. We must learn to look beyond the words to the intent, to their appropriateness. We see that in our congregations and communities. In general, as we get older, we learn what to say, how to say it, and when to say it. Yes, there are always exceptions to this generality. However, when we are truly committed in our relationship with God, we will truly understand it better by and by. As we grow, we will find joy in God's wisdom. It will be pleasant to our souls, and we will despise the folly of the devil. God's presence in our lives will give us spiritual discernment that will help protect us on our journey heavenward. This discernment gives us the advantage over the wicked. The wicked lack proper spiritual discernment and so are nothing more than Satan's pawns. Milk is for beginners inexperienced in God's ways. Solid food is for the mature who have some practice in telling right from wrong. Question, what do you think? What are your thoughts about the following statement? If you seek wisdom, you will also find God.